Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Late 30 on Tuesday night, Gardaí at Listowel received a call from a member of the public, a neighbour concerned for a family, and the Gardaí responded immediately, but when they arrived at the house, they found the body of a woman, a 24-year-old man inside, and they also discovered the body of the man at the boundary to the rear of the house. All three had suffered gunshot wounds. To give me a little bit more information on it is Stephen Fernan, who is a journalist with the Kerryman. Good afternoon to you, Stephen.
Good afternoon, Niall.
What a shocking, shocking, sad story. Eileen Morris and Jamie, sadly, all passed away now. And what have Gardaí said about this particular incident?
I think the latest update that we received was yesterday afternoon at around 3:30. There is no indication of any domestic disturbance prior to this event. So, you know, there's no previous indication that there was any sort of disturbances within the home itself. They're not looking for any suspect in this case. They are investigating a fatal firearms incident, but I think it's pretty established at this stage that it could be a murder-suicide, suspected murder-suicide, which is just a tragic Absolutely. Outcome for the area here.
And the Gardaí, of course, are not looking for a third party involved in this.
No, not at this point in time. No, they're not.
I mean, I'm sure you're from the area yourself and you'd be local to the area, and I'm sure the mood in the area at the moment is quite somber. Certainly, I'm sure a lot of people have been badly affected by this, particularly, I suppose, when we hear that there doesn't seem to be any reasons or motives, or people describe them as a nice family, etc., etc. I mean, what are people saying, or what are locals saying in the area?
Yeah, as I speak to you, Niall, I'm about 2 miles from the scene here this morning or this afternoon, and, you know, it's misty outside, it's dull and murky, and it's just adding to the sense of foreboding that's in the community at the moment. I'm inclined to wonder, given the media circus that's around the community at the moment, when that starts to dissipate, this community is going to be left on its own to sort of internalise this tragedy in the dark months to come. So I think it'll be for them to rally together. I spent most of yesterday talking to people. For people who don't know the area, it's situated between the villages of Kilflin and Lixna in a beautiful part of North Kerry. Mm-hmm. I go walking there every Sunday. It's a rural idyll, really. And I spoke to people there from both sides of the community yesterday, and they had nothing but nice things to say about the victims. They were a quiet family. Mossy kept sheep. He used to keep his own bees and sell honey on the side. Eileen used to enjoy her walks with her little dog, Henry, around the byroads of Kilfini. Jamie was a hard-working young man. He played hurling for the rival club, Crato O'Neill's, who was just on the bordering parish of Lixna. So everything pointed against what has happened here in this community, Niall. And, you know, I really think it's a time for people to come together and sort of maybe find solace and strength among themselves, really, because it's mm-hmm. utterly devastating.
Of course, when people live in cities, I'm not saying we expect to hear this kind of sad news and we expect to hear about these tragedies, but when you're living in rural Ireland, of course, these things can really rock a community, can't they? They can really upset a community because it's very, very unusual and very, you know, it wouldn't be some, don't get me wrong, this type of thing is not a normal situation yeah. on any basis, but in saying that, if you're living in a city, you're more used to violence, I suppose, or seeing violence.
Absolutely. And that came up quite a lot in my interviews with a lot of the locals yesterday, Niall. It's something that they imagine happening elsewhere, you know, which kind of mm-hmm. feeds into your theory there about urban city life.
Yeah.
You know, and we know what happens in rural areas, but I suppose it's something that one person describes it as gut-wrenching because it's hit their community so hard. And I suppose the fact as well, Niall, that there was no prior indication of anything untoward within the family unit. I think that's what's really thrown people in this case. You know, as I said, I've listed all the attributes that I know about the people. They were kind people. And again, it's just that sense of foreboding.
The Gardaí know what time this happened at? I mean, I know they responded to the call at 8:30 on Tuesday night, but they believe that it happened sometime before that, or was it quite recent to that?
I think it was before that, because I spoke to the unfortunate gentleman, a neighbour, who actually had the unenviable task of finding two of the bodies. He was alerted by two neighbours earlier that day on Tuesday that the door of the home, of the O'Sullivan home, had been left open.
So Eileen and Jamie were in the house in their respective rooms, I believe.
Yes, they were in their beds, actually, Niall, and obviously had suffered shotgun wounds. So that was the scene that that the gentleman I'd spoken to had come upon. So he left the house immediately and called the guards, and they came out, and that's when they discovered Marty's remains slightly further up the road.
Maurice O'Sullivan, he was found out at the boundary of the back boundary of the house.
Marty was found, in a neighbouring field that I believe, I'm not sure, I think he might have hired it for sheep, for grazing sheep, you know. So now, the fact that I suppose that they were at 8:30 on Tuesday night that they were discovered in their bed would indicate that it would have happened perhaps earlier that day or the previous evening, you know. But
I suppose the state pathologist will figure that one out, I suppose.
Yeah,
and we'll get more information on that as well.
There's a postmortem going on as we speak, you know. But I think it's fairly established in this case that the wounds were gunshot related, you know.
Well, listen, all I can say is my condolences to all the friends and the family of the individuals, Eileen O'Sullivan, Maurice O'Sullivan, and also Jamie, their son, 24 years of age. My condolences to all the friends, family, and of course the local community as well, because the local community, people from cities don't understand that, but when you live in rural Ireland, particularly in a smaller town, everybody is like family. Everybody knows everybody and knows everybody's business. So, of course, my condolences to everybody in the area. Listen, and thank you very much, and I appreciate you coming on the air and talking.
Not at all. Thank you, Niall. Bye-bye.
All right, there you go. Stephen Fernan, who is a journalist for the Kerryman. All right, now, that's a shocking, shocking story. We'll give you more on that as it comes in. It is a horrible, horrible story, and something, there's just no understanding of why that would happen or how that would happen or what brings you to a point where that happens. And we've heard, sadly, over the last 10 years, well, actually since I've been doing radio, there's been so many stories like that, you know, where families, familicide is usually what they refer to it as. And we've heard so many stories like that over the years. And it's just, you always, the question mark there is why? Why? You wonder why. You know, what went on or what happened to bring somebody to that point.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic.